I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ted, would you like to go first?
I'll get it going here. This story comes out of Florida, the BMX. Get those banjos going. And this is a story. I'm bringing back an oldie but a goodie. Guess this drug, guys. So you guys need to be paying attention to the behaviors of this dumbass.
Okay.
And try and guess the drug that he's on. All right. Daytona Beach International Airport was evacuated briefly Friday when a nude man took a joyride on the baggage carousel and made a hoax bomb threat. A sweep of the airport turned up no signs of explosives, but authorities did find a backpack with the man's clothes hidden in a hole in the wall of a bathroom. John Greenwood, 25 years old, was taken into custody and transported to the Halifax Health Medical Center, where he's resting comfortably. He faces charges of burglary, making a false bomb report, criminal mischief, resisting without violence, exposure of sexual organs, and unlawful possession of another person's identification. Sheriff's Department said that the episode began around 6 o'clock in the morning when deputies were called to the deal with a naked man in a baggage claim who was trying to get out on the tarmac. He said deputies confronted and tased Greenwood.
Oh, boy.
In the face! In the face!
Who then shouted, "We got to get out of here. There's a bomb going off. I planted a bomb in the bathroom. A bomb in the bathroom." The sheriff said that Greenwood described as a frequent flyer is known to law enforcement. Court records show he's waiting trial for something that happened back in 2017 in September for arrest for battery on a first responder. The 25-year-old who's been committed under the Baker Act multiple times acknowledged that he was taking what, Sean? What, Rich? What drug was he taking?
Rich is going to guess meth.
Yeah, that's my go-to, meth. Yeah,
that's Rich not a bad guess.
Boy, he didn't chew anyone's face, so I hesitate to say bath salts. I'm going to go meth also.
See, meth's a good guess. Meth is a good guess. But it was Molly is what he was taking.
Molly.
The love drug, right? It's kind of like, you know. So that's when clothes come off, I think of two drugs, meth and Molly. Meth and Molly. So that's what I think of. The evacuation caused some delays.
M&M, good rule to live by. Yeah.
but no flights
meth
were canceled.
Meth and Molly.
With all due respect, got to get off the Molly, bro.
Be a great name for a podcast.
Get off the Molly, man.
Hey, it's Ted Johnson on the Meth and Molly podcast. It's a good name.
It is a good name.
Yeah.
By Meth and Man and Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, right. I mean, you may have a hard time finding sponsors to get behind that podcast.
Branding purposes. Yeah, it's a dangerous drug. It's got a lot of those kind of the same compounds that are in those other stimulants, man.
It does not have a calming influence, that's for sure.
No, got to be careful.
Yep. What do you got, Rich?
I've got a story about a longhorn in Cali, a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Marco Chavez, who graduated from the University of Texas Medical School and practices in San Diego. Apparently, in February of 2017, one or more of his patients began getting concerned that he might have a drinking problem, since one of them received a box of sample medicines in the mail that contained an empty vodka bottle. That began an investigation by the state medical board into Dr. Chavez, and they visited his office a few times and interviewed him. And during the course of one interview, an investigator was suspicious that Chavez might have been intoxicated. Finally, Dr. Chavez came clean. He has a drinking problem. His mother, in recognition of the drinking problem, recommended a home remedy to him that would cure him of his drinking problem. The
milk and honey?
No. 2 8-ounce glasses of vodka mixed with cloves. According to Dr. Chavez and what he told the investigators, every morning at 6 a.m. and again at 7 a.m., he drank his mom's, quote, home remedy, trying to kick his drinking habit because the vodka mixed with the cloves creates a very, very unpleasant taste in the vodka.
You think?
Yeah, you think. Exactly.
Yeah.
So his medical license has been suspended. He's in some trouble. And I guess with all due respect, that's not how you stop drinking, by drinking.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Drinking is not the way to avoid drinking.
That would be like you doing commercials for quick weight loss. And like, what's the deal, Rich? Like, how do you lose all that weight? Well, what you do is you get 5 large pizzas and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
And you go to town. Yeah. Vodka and cloves.
Kicking the habit does not mean increasing the habit.
Right. Man. All right. My story takes place on the internet pretty much. It takes place in Arizona, but really it's a story of the dating apps gone awry. Mm. This is a story that was out there last week that I didn't realize there was audio attached to it. So I said, I know this story's like 5 days old, but who cares? Because there's a lot of people out there that probably haven't heard it yet because they don't exist in the ecosystem we do where we're inundated with these types of stories all day.
It's now finally aged.
Yeah, I think it's fine right here to still be able to do it this week. And you know how the dating apps work. You swipe right, you swipe left, you make your decision, you go on with your date.
I wouldn't know.
I'm sure when, Rich, that's what happens. Trust me. It's what the kids tell me. A poor guy in Arizona whose name is not included in the article.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He decided to swipe right. Swipe right is affirmative, right? Swipe left is like, see you later. He decided to swipe right, go on a date, and became the target of a relentless and completely bizarre stalker. Okay? The dude who lives in Arizona made the mistake of meeting up with 31-year-old Jacqueline Adez? AIDS? A-D-E-S. It's AIDS. That's an unfortunate last name.
Okay.
I'm going to say Adez. Jacqueline Adez, last summer. After months of pursuing the man, after they went on their date, like they went on their date and then that was it. Like he didn't really want.
He's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. After months of pursuing him, Adez was arrested this past week on charges of threatening, intimidating, stalking, and harassment. How do you quantify threatening, intimidating, stalking, and harassment? Funny you guys should ask.
In this case, phone bills. I bet I'm about to learn.
Texts, yeah. Phones, records.
Ding, ding, ding. Texts. Police say she repeatedly visited the man's home and sent him as many as 500 text messages a day.
Oh.
And threatened to kill him.
Wow.
How do you know she's a psycho? She looks pretty happy in her mugshot right
there.
Wow. She's got a subtle little smile going.
You can kind of see what he was thinking there, maybe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
She may have texted the DWIattorney.com text page once or twice.
She may have. Look, she sends that many texts, she probably landed there at some point. The trouble began last summer when the man called police on Adez, who was found parked outside of his home. He called again in December and a third time in April when he was out of the country. The man told police that he saw Adez in his house on a surveillance camera.
Wow.
And when the cops arrived, they saw her too. She was in the tub.
Oh, creepy, man.
Police took her into custody for trespassing. After she was released, she started getting more violent in her texts. So this happened, and then she was released, and she continued to stalk. According to court documents, among the 65,000 messages sent were ones that said, quote, don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer.
Oh,
what would I do with your blood? I'd want to bathe in it.
Oh.
In another text, Adez described herself as the new Hitler. Yeah. Despite only going on one date.
That's the problem with those dating apps. It's not like a full profile. You don't get to know anybody. It's like you just, boom, you connect and you go.
Despite only going on one date, Adez admitted that she was stalking the man because she loved him and didn't want to lose him, court documents say. She also said she knew her statements were crazy. She actually conducted a media session, a press session, and talked about how much she loved this man she peppered with 65,000 texts.
No. Oh my God, no, I love him so much. I just want to love him so much, that's it. And if he doesn't like it, then I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. What am I supposed to do? The point of love is to keep giving it. That's the math equation. It's love equals 3.3, which is infinity, times E equals MC squared, which is light. Light is forever. L equals three. L, if loved was a number, it would be three. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward. And if you're selfish, you can't understand that because you want something in return. He's not giving me anything in return, and I still love him anyway. That's what love is. That's what the universe is supposed to be made out of.
With all due respect, do we need to play Guess That Drug here?
Oh. Probably not. That was like a cross between a Beautiful Mind and Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Yeah, Alex Forrest.
That's exactly what that was, Rich.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All due respect, like I said, Guess That Drug. I don't think she's on anything. I think she's high on life.
Man, you know, it's tough. It's tough for a lot of people to understand that.
You know, just
because you love somebody doesn't mean that they are supposed to love you back, right? Just because you love them doesn't mean that they are entitled to feel love back.
Right.
You know, like, come on, people. Let's go.
She appears capable of killing a pet rabbit.
Oh, easily, Rich.
Yeah, boiling.
Oh, no problem boiling a
boiling
rabbit.
Cauldron.
That girl. Oh, my gosh. That's scary, man.
Very.
Has she made him a mixtape yet? That's what I want to know. And if so, what songs are on it?
And has anyone ever answered
the question? If you're in love with somebody, isn't that the first thing you do?
A mixtape.
Yeah. Of course.
Kids, tapes are these things that... Never mind.
I feel like you're going to be with me on this one, Ted. Has anyone ever answered the question, if you've got Ann Archer at home, what the hell are you doing with Glenn Close?
Great call. Great call. But see, Ann Archer didn't have the grime that Glenn Close had.
Yeah.
See, that's... Ann Archer had, she was the, like the mobsters. They have their wives that they kiss on the lips, they have the kids with, and then they have the side dish, right? That they
the
have
Gumar.
Their fun, the Gumar, right?
He got bored, Rich.
He did.
That's
he got
the
bored.
Answer to the question. He got bored.
That's all it was, man.
And then he flew too close to the sun on the wings of pastrami.
Yeah, he had it really well.
Yeah. All right. That was all due respect.
Boy, that's what that brought up, those images of that movie, man.
Definitely.
From that's a real life Fatal Attraction.
Oh, good God, yeah.
I mean, she didn't act on any of her impulses, like bathing in his blood or murdering him, but it was heading in that direction.
It was definitely arrows pointing that direction.
Yeah, yeah. I need to see what the guy looks like.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's just, for her to be like goo goo gaga over him like this, he must be.
Here's what else I need to know. What happened on that one date? Like, is some of this on him?
Yeah. He promised her the world.
Did he go all the way?
Yeah.
All the way? Did he do everything? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
still, that doesn't deserve this kind of behavior.
I'm not saying it deserves it. I just need more context all I need.
But even if they did go all the way, that he does not deserve this what he's
getting. I totally agree with you.
Yes.
I totally
agree
with you.
Two consenting adults.
But it would at least...
Explain some of the things?
Like 8% explain why she is the way she... If they just went to dinner and they had conversation and she's acting like this, this guy must be He must be the greatest conversationalist of all time.
Never know, man.
And he must be, you know, probably very good looking, I would imagine. But if they did if they did it, then that explains a little more.
Yeah, not necessarily on that handsome thing. You never know.
You never know. Everybody's got a type, right? You
never know.
Look, some would say Amy has a type. My girlfriend.
Smart, intelligent.
Clearly bald.
Bald.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Type guys.
Yep. Love being on social media and have her say, hey, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that Michael Chiklis poster in
her
bedroom.
That's it, man. I was Michael Chiklis one year for Halloween. Yeah. All the chicks at the party dug it. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.